Welcome to Highly Political, a podcast where two passionate ladies smoke weed, talk politics, laugh, and sometimes cry. With special guests from the world of comedy, cannabis, and politics.
We haven't worked on Capitol Hill, but that's okay. We're paying attention, and so should you.
We want you to be informed, like little democracy angels. So pack your bowl, grab some snacks, and let's get into it. And remember, when they go low, we get high.
This is the last episode of 2020, and we're going out with a real bang. Because I'm the highest I've ever been as I ate an edible.
And I'm smoking moon rocks, cannabis dipped in hash, rolled in keef. So you know, we're not playing around today.
McConnell finally acknowledges President-elect Biden, but the folks on Parler aren't too happy about it.
A secret Santa delivers a serotonin drip, Pete Buttigieg gets a cabin in position, and Andrew Yang may run for mayor.
All right, T, light it up.
How you doing, Sammy?
I took an edible today because I flew. I'm in New Jersey. I normally don't ingest these days. I'm very high.
I'm happy for you.
In my friend's lovely home.
And I love that you told me it was a 5 milligram edible. Be like, I pop like 5 milligrams, like I would pop a Tylenol. I'm smoking a little blunt that has some hash and like keef infused weed. So hopefully, I'll get to where you're at soon as we're there. I also met at a friend's house recording.
I love that. Like, my 5 milligrams is yours. Cash blunt, Keith.
Yeah, well, you know, yin yang, baby.
Yin yang. Oh man,
how is it to be back in your home state?
I love it here. It's gonna snowstorm.
Oh wow!
They say we might get a foot of snow on Thursday.
Oh wow!
So. Oh my God, Tiana.
What?
I'm so happy. I've been waiting to tell you this.
My God, what?
On the plane to New Jersey, I finally watched The Godfather 2.
You did?
Yes.
What did you think?
Okay, I freaking loved it.
Yes.
It's not better than one. One's iconic,
right,
Marlon
right.
Brando, I mean, on the scene. But the second one, I didn't realize what De Niro's role was in The Godfather. And then when I found out that he was fucking Vito.
Yeah, a young De Niro playing a young Vito Corleone.
The flashbacks. It was wonderful. I loved
it. Children come to play with their toys. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah.
Broke my heart, Fredo. I literally added, my friend was over this last week and we were updating my Bumble. And one of the things I put on there is like, we'll get along if you know the difference between a Michael and a Fredo. I don't want no more fucking Fredos in my life, okay? I'm an Apollonia, bitch. I ain't no K.
Anyway. Oh my God.
You know it's right.
That's so great.
I'm happy you finally got to see that and that you're back in your home state.
Yeah.
The garden state, is that what they call it?
Yeah, baby.
Look at me, knowing knowledge. speaking of knowledge, you know who has no knowledge of how things work?
Oh. Do tell.
All these people that still think, despite the fact that the Electoral College has voted, that Trump still is going to be president.
It's alarming.
I feel like I've never seen you this high. Like, looks like you're struggling just to like keep your eyes open.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, it's alarming, but it's official. The Electoral College has voted. So for, what is it, the 95th millionth time over the last month?
Joe Biden, man.
President-elect. Some of the Republican electors decided to have their own, like, votes. And they just, like, I guess the Trump team asked them in Pennsylvania to cast their vote still in case, quote-unquote, the legal fight prevails, you know, then they can still count those votes. But that's like basically being like, hey, we didn't make it into the championship game, so why don't you go down to the junior high school, it's like gym, and play a game of pickup just in case you might get the championship trophy. So yeah, that's wild.
And they, but, and illegal, right?
It was, so. it means like it's illegal. It's nothing. It's like if you and I right now said, oh yeah, and I submitted my Electoral College vote. Okay.
Good for you guys. Okay. Great.
And they tried to get in, I think, in Michigan, but, they ended up like closing down the state house because of, like there was like a bomb threat or something, so like the Republican electors who wanted to, were trying to get in anyway, like couldn't get in. So in Arizona they voted, and I think Nevada they voted. So they're wild, they're very delusional, and committed to the fantasy.
Those 106 reps, the 106 reps who are demanding the Supreme Court.
Yeah, they were like, oh my God, they're big mad about the Supreme Court being like, yeah, no, Texas. You can't challenge the elections, throw out the elections of four swing states just because they didn't go for the guy you wanted.
Like, the audacity of Texas.
Yo, literally the day before that, or maybe the day of, I was talking to my sister, and my brother-in-law was like, when are you moving to Texas? I was like, yo, I'm never moving to Texas. He's like, all right, I remember this conversation when you moved to Texas. I was like, I don't think you get it. And then I saw, this was like, you know, a couple of weeks ago before, you know, the Supreme Court was like, shut up, Texas, no. When the guy submitted his suit, and I sent it to Sam, I was like, this is exactly why. I will never be moving to Texas. I don't care how fucking cool Austin is or how good food is there. I'm not coming for a visit, maybe.
The food is very good there.
I went to a spa one time, it was good.
It's good. It's good in Austin. We can't shit on the culinary industry of small businesses, but otherwise.
That's true. Yeah, so they move forward. Mitch McConnell finally addressed the fact that there will be a new administration and congratulated Biden. But do you know that Putin congratulated Biden before McConnell did?
God damn.
Putin called him first, and then McConnell called him, and you know, basically, I guess during a conference with Republicans, advised them of, you know, not trying to pull any dumb shit on January 6th when Congress, you know, has to approve like the vote. All of the trumpets are on Parlay, or are they?
Yes, Parlor.
Are very upset with Mr. Mitch McConnell for. Well, first they were really upset with like the Supreme Court. They're all being like, the Supreme Court, like, you know, they don't get to decide. You know, then they have their little their rallies.
They only get to decide if it's in our favor.
Exactly. So they're all on there now being like, this is why the Senate majority doesn't matter. Dissolve Congress.
Oh my God.
They said, hate this man. Cocaine Mitch is part of the swamp. Traitor. F you, McConnell, and your Chinese wife. How much CCP yawn did you get? I don't even know what that means. I find it hard to believe he meant this. There has to be a hidden plan. There is no way Mitch turned on the Republicans. Nah. This is more fake news that you're bringing here.
Oh my God. These are people on Parler?
Yeah, these are, yeah. It says, he's a GOP rhino, all talk, no action. I can name a bunch, but people on Parler are smart. We know who and what they are. Bye, bitch. It's Mitch, the bitch, married to a Chinese national, question mark. And one by one, deep state rats coming out of the muddy swamp. Yeah, Mitch McConnell's a traitor. The Republican Party leadership has failed our country and the American people. And apparently, there's people who refer to Trump as the Geotis, God Emperor of the U.S.
Stop it.
God Emperor of the U.S.
This is the worst episode to be as high as I am for this.
Sorry.
They're like reaching, he's reaching deity status.
You know, he already has it for these, like, I mean, again, that's how these people, you know, people are in a cult when only like the supreme leader is right. Only if you try to, what's the word I'm looking for? Now I'm getting high. Criticize him anyway, then you're an enemy. You only want him. It's, and anybody who maybe disagrees all of a sudden, yeah, becomes an enemy. So like, the Supreme Court, they're like, yeah, we can't wait. Wait till it gets to the Supreme Court. And then the Supreme Court was like, we're not like Trump. We're going to go with what's the law and what's right, even though he put us here for this very reason. We can't, that's like, yeah, like that's, come on, bro. And then now they're all so fucking mad at the Supreme Court. And then as soon as Mitch McConnell just states the obvious that we've all known since November 7th, now they're all against him.
Yep.
And they're against, like, and Trump, like, tweeted something about, oh, and so then also they were chanting this weekend at their marches, like, destroy the GOP, telling them people not to vote in the Georgia runoff.
Oh, boy.
They really might be pushing harder now. I'm thinking about it because if Loeffler and Perdue lose, then McConnell loses his
majority.
Yeah. So. Now that they're really mad at Mitch, yes. I don't know if they're smart enough to know that that would really fuck Mitch if they, like, fucked off the Georgia runoff, but I'm here for it, so fuck it up.
Yeah.
Towards GOP, like, I'm just like, yeah, I never thought I'd be at, walk by a Trump rally and hear Chan and agree with it. Like, yeah, let me get
on this. Yes. I mean, I hope, I wonder if this is going to be, you know, if we're actually going to be rewarded for their terrible behavior, like if the party's actually going to implode and go de facto, you right. know, and maybe split into two parties or get like some weird rebranding or something. But it's they're really battling each other. They're going head to head, the two
crab in the bucket, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's it'd be more entertaining to watch if I wasn't like so terrified of the ramifications of their blatant like disregard for democracy, but it'll be interesting to kind of see how things play out. And
yeah, well,
you know, January 20th, I guess.
Speaking in more, you know, more of a positive direction, you know, we have to think about Biden on the way in, you know, let's kick it positively. Cause I ate an edible and I don't want that anxiety to spiral. So let's kick it up and get some happiness going on.
I'm here for it.
Biden has nominated Pete Buttigieg for transportation secretary. I mean, I like Pete. You know, I really wanted him for UN ambassador. But he didn't get that. And I'm happy. I like Pete a lot. But he has no real transportation background.
Yeah, I was actually wondering about that as you, I had seen some things come up and I was like, Buttigieg? Okay.
I've actually
been frustrated with the Department of Transportation recently because they are no longer making airlines recognize emotional support animals. And so like airlines still may have their own policies, but it's not like anymore like federally required for them to recognize emotional support animals.
And that happened under Trump?
Yep. Yes, it did. It happened like just last month, I think. So,
Pete,
you better get in there.
You better fucking get in here.
From my little bitch, Jacqueline, she likes to travel. So,
Pete. Going.
But anyway, so
wow. Yeah.
But you know, Pete, like at the end of the election, like circuit, he was really out there throwing some nice hard balls and taking some good swings at some of these stupid questions people are asking him. So.
Yeah, he's very smart. Well, his whole thing, he wanted to roll out a huge infrastructure proposal. So maybe the Biden camp read it or like saw what his team came up with and thought they were actually worthwhile ideas.
Right.
Like that's the only thing I could really think of because he was so vocal about that. And maybe, you know, he shared his plan and Biden liked what he saw.
Right. And he'd be the first openly gay person
nominated maybe, to
A cabinet position, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, a permanent cabinet position.
Oh, permanent, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, get it, Pete.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out there who are like fucking they're squeezing their glass right now like Sleepy Joe, a black woman, a gay man. It's a first gentleman. They're so mad. I love it. It makes me so fucking happy. Just like, stay mad. Know,
my friend said that, okay, so for the Secretary of Transportation, they regulate, as you were saying, you know, air traffic, airlines, something about air traffic and that it's free in this country, which is unlike many, like other countries. And it has something to do with making flight lessons accessible for people. Like if you took away the free air traffic control, it would cost more money to be safer. So it would cost more money for, you know, like trainees and things of that nature.
Interesting.
Right.
That makes sense.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I never thought, you know, I've never had a friend who said, oh yeah, you know, this is why the Department of Transportation is important to me.
Right.
It's very specific. I loved it. I mean,
I've never once in a passing moment in my life that I can recall ever even thought about that airspace may cost something.
Right. Yeah.
Like, where do you get, like in other countries, like what does the bill look like for something like that? You know?
I don't know.
But yeah, that's, wow. I'm happy your friend brought that tidbit into my life.
Yeah. And then his bud on the campaign trail for Biden, I would think, Andrew Yang Gang, is there's talk of him running for mayor of New York City.
That could be really dope.
I know.
Andrew Yang, mayor of New York City. Then they got AOC out there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like real, and like that city needs it. The city needs, especially their police.
He's
going
to need a lot wherever, of reform. Wherever he's mayor, he's going to try to figure out a UBI situation.
I know.
So, New York needs it.
New York would be a great like testing model for something like that. If it could work in New York, I would phone bang for Yang, for mayor of New York.
Oh yeah, Yang Gang. So that is just some exciting news. People are excited about him running, and it's so great. And I'm so happy that Yang's political star is rising.
Same.
Yang Gang.
Yang Gang. I bet Nick, friend of the pod.
Oh, and also, even though those incredible racists were talking about Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao is the Secretary of Transportation right now. So Pete Buttigieg will be replacing her.
Oh. Interesting. So it's Elaine Chao who Jacqueline needs to write a strongly worded letter to.
Yeah, I guess I
put my motherfucking emotional support animal status back. And tell your husband to pack his motherfucking bags. Get the fuck out of here. We hate you.
He going. So yeah, I mean, you know, same day that McConnell said, yeah, Biden won. You know, his wife's being replaced. It's just, you know. It's,
guess we can say it fair and square. He finally won. Thanks, bro.
Seriously.
We've been taking meetings, planning for the new shit, so.
Oh my God, I'm so high. Sorry. I wanted to like smoothly transition it to Queen of the Week or something.
Now you made me confused. Crazy Old Kook of the Week?
Yeah.
It's the Crazy Old Kook of the Week. Why you gotta be so fucking crazy?
Crazy Old Kook of the Week. The misogynistic journalist from the Wall Street Journal, Joseph Epstein.
Yeah. Yo. When you sent me that article, I couldn't read it on the publication, but then the Washington Post and a bunch of other outlets all had kind of op-eds talking about this guy and the really demeaning, patronizing open letter he wrote to
Dr. Jill Biden.
Dr. Jill Biden, first lady doctor. Biden.
He basically told her, and she holds two masters and a doctorate in education, that she should stop using the title doctor. It started off with Madam First Lady, Mrs. Biden, Jill, kiddo. Any chance you might drop the doctor before your name? Dr. Jill Biden sounds and feels fraudulent, not to say a touch comic.
Oh my God.
Sir, what possessed you this morning to get up and write this? And then he said, he continued to say, a wise man once said that no one should call himself doctor unless he has delivered a child. Think about it, Dr. Jill, and forthwith drop the doc. He had taught at Northwestern University for like 30 years, and they issued a statement saying, we strongly disagree with Mr. Epstein's misogynistic views, and noted that he has not been a lecturer since 2003. The university's English department said in a separate statement that it rejects the opinion piece as well as a diminishment of anyone's duly earned degrees in any field from any university. Webster's Dictionary, in response, put out a tweet that said,
I saw that.
The word for doctor comes from the Latin word for teacher. Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter tweeted saying, she said her father was a non-medical doctor and his work benefited humanity greatly. Yours does too. And then, Kamala Harris' husband, Douglas, he said, it's hard work and pure grit. This story wouldn't have never been written about a man. Which is fucking
it's true, cool. though. But, it's like, so it's true.
It's just so wild. Like, just because she has a doctorate in teaching, that it feels fraudulent to call her a doctor. It's just so, I mean, I just can't imagine that he would go to a professor who goes by doctor and say the same thing to a man. It's just, and as like the first lady, she just, I mean, I was just so baffled. And then I saw a clip from the West Wing, and I guess I can't remember her name now. But Martin Sheen's wife, the first lady, I guess they call her Mrs. something. And she's like, no, it's doctor. Whatever their last name is, she's like, when did I agree to drop the doctor? Like, when did I think that women were stupid enough to feel more comfortable, like, with me not being a doctor? And, like, that's a sad reality that just now, because she's first lady, she has to strip her doctor title to just be more, I don't know, like,
approachable. I read an article that was like, one teacher kept kept referring to herself as doctor because she noticed that her students were calling her colleagues doctor, but not her, her male mm-hmm. colleagues by their proper title, you know, whatever.
So, and like, even the analogy gives about, you know, a wise man once said, only someone who's delivered a baby should call himself a doctor. What about all the doctors who've never delivered a baby? Are they're not doctors then?
Right.
It's just, I just can't imagine having this idea. Yeah, like
my ophthalmologist might not deliver a baby.
That's fine. Does that make him any less? Like, I just couldn't imagine having the thought, like, you know, Jill Biden should probably stop calling herself Dr. Jill Biden. And you know what? I feel so strongly about this. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write a whole little essay about it. And I feel even so passionate about this little essay I wrote. I'm going to publish it in the Wall Street Journal and then be surprised when people are like, yo, bro, the fuck? And the Wall Street Journal, like, kind of stands behind it. I don't really see, like, a problem with it.
I mean, yeah, they're just like, you know, we published it. We're not apologizing.
But, yeah, I just think it's – but, you know.
It probably brings more people to the site having, like, controversial
– That's true.
Shit like that, so.
And I just think it's nice. You know, it also kind of backfired in his face because it only gave so much more recognition to her doctor title and
right.
made it that much more stronger and something to, like, to respect, so – fuck you, dude. And
you're the kook of the week.
You're the kook of the motherfucking week. Oh, how's that feel? Okay. Kook of the week on Highly Political, bro. Weren't expecting that. These consequences come when you act stupid, okay? We'll do it again. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I can't believe how high I am. Once again, apologies.
It's okay. I love it.
This is so wild. But I keep thinking of the Reagan docuseries I've been watching.
Oh, that's right. That was it on Showtime?
It's on HBO.
Okay.
Oh, no. Showtime. I think you're right. And just the latest episode was on the AIDS epidemic. And first of all, when Ronald Reagan was running for governor of California, he said that homosexuality was a disease, was it a mental illness that should be illegal?
Yeah.
And he did this symposium where he was campaigning or something in Yale. I don't know why. I don't know why he was at Yale, but it was around the time he was running for governor. And then someone, you know, I watched this footage, it was nuts. Somebody, you know, got up to their podium and asked, well, you know, if do you think other illnesses should be illegal? You know, if right?
Right.
And then Reagan said no, because homosexuality basically lures other people to join it. So it's like a contagious illness. It was just this is how, you know, the regards. And then when you think of who's getting the AIDS, who's suffering from AIDS at the time,
right?
And Dr. Anthony Fauci is in the documentary.
Is he
a young yes full of integrity even then? Oh, God.
And isn't there something called, like, the Fauci effect, where more people are now applying to medical school? Because they see, like, Fauci and healthcare workers and seeing how, you know, meaningful and important their roles are in our society. And it's inspired them to want to be the same.
Well, that's just great.
I know. I love it. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I read that. I thought it was so beautiful.
No. That is beautiful. Please. So positive. Keep interrupting me with positive drips of serotonin. But part of what finally got the Reagans to care about AIDS is our Queen of the Week.
Queen of the Week. Queen of the Week. It's the Queen of the Week.
Liz Taylor.
Ooh, Liz.
May she rest in peace. But basically, you know, she was friends with the Reagans because they were Hollywood actor types. Don't forget it.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And
Reagan was an actor, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. So was Nancy. To convince them to finally care. And then they started, you know, to sign legislation and support it publicly. It was a huge deal. It was such a surprise.
Wow.
It took, you know, that, I mean, it, you know, it was already in bad shape, you know, and they were really doing a piss poor job in the beginning, but
right. It
at least got them to finally start doing something.
See, it's interesting where, the certain influence can come from to make you finally do the right thing, you know? Like you just, luckily they happened to be friends with Liz Taylor and they had a conversation with her one time that, you know, maybe people in America were trying to convince him to care, but just a casual conversation with Liz Taylor convinced them to fucking care, at the very least care enough because she cared to do something about it.
Yeah. So, you know, she's our queen of the week.
Love you, Liz Taylor. Thank you. You're so beautiful.
You're beautiful. Cleopatra. I don't know any other, like, I mean, Cleopatra. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I love it.
God, I can't. Woof. So high. I'm so high.
Do you think they're just going to get a stimulus bill out before the end of the year?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe, but I don't think that they'll give us checks this round.
Yeah, did you see like one of the main things blocking it is some protections that Mitch McConnell is trying to put in there for businesses can't be sued by their employees basically for like mismanagement of like COVID response.
Right, and that's blocking all of his decisions. Yes. Yeah,
past the Queen of the Week, Katie Porter, was out here in her tweets being like, yo, I told y'all I was going to let you know about corruption in real time. This is what's happening. And yeah, it's crazy. Like, so, you know, we can give relief to some people, but then we're going to make it, you know, you can't sue us for fucking shit up more. I just think it's so shady.
Right.
So I appreciate them not letting that pass with that stipulation because that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, these, like those, you heard about that, it was some factory, some meat factory where like a whistleblower said that like management was like taking bets about how many people would get COVID.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it would like.
Lovely people.
Enable you to not sue people like that. So people can get like, you know, get their like stimulus check or get some relief. So that's some shady ass motherfucking shit. Fuck you, Mitch.
You a bitch, Mitch.
But you know who's not a bitch? The sweet, sweet person who brought us our serotonin drip this week. A secret Santa in Alabama.
Oh.
Paid off the remaining $65,000. It was in Tennessee, not Alabama. $65,000 in the layaway, balances. So basically, this, first of all, it's crazy that one Walmart has over $65,000 in layaway balances. That's wild.
Yeah,
we'll just start
right.
There.
Right. Oh my God.
Walmart's making that much money, and clearly off of people who aren't the most affluent if they're putting things on layaway.
Anyway, that is a mind blowing fact.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. But anyway, but the good part about this is that somebody took it in on their to be a secret Santa, and people probably had a lot of Christmas stuff on layaway, and people were just getting calls from the management being like, "Hey, your balance is like paid off. You can come pick stuff up." And people are like, "Wait, that must be a mistake. I still owe so much money." And they're like, "Nope, you know, anonymous donor." And I love it when it's anonymous. Anonymous donor, why don't you have a nice Christmas or happy holidays? And
love it.
I just can't wait until I can just walk into a place with $65,000 and be like, hey, I want to pay off.
Oh, my God.
Everybody that's in this store. Let me get on the little loudspeaker. Everybody that's in this store right now, fucking get anything you want, fill this motherfucking cards. I'm paying for it all. Like, that just just helping people when it really matters. It's just, there's something so beautiful about that. And I bet that really, like, you know, really made a lot of people's years that were probably tough end on a really high note. Not as high as Sam, but on a high note. Oof.
You're right. You are right. I'm embarrassingly high.
I like it though, because I'm normally the one that feels like super high. So I'm like toasty, but I'm nowhere near as.
And once again, I had 5 milligrams of an edible. And Tiana, what are you smoking right now? Can you remind the people?
A hash and keef infused blunt.
And she's less high than me.
That's, I don't know what I have to say about that, but we all. Well, I'm happy that we got that you weren't too high and you're still able to connect today. And you know, now that you're home for the holidays, probably
I'm happy one of us thinks that.
Yeah, I won't be probably talking to you as much, but I will still be sending you lots of memes. So,
oh yeah,
and.
And we'll be back in the new year.
In the new year, we're going to take a couple of weeks off to enjoy the holidays. But, you know, I do want to know, before we sign off on season 2 of Highly Political, I feel like normally you'd be like, what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks? What could really happen? But, you know, still Trump's America.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, do you have, like, any type of prediction that we can put out there now, and then when we come back in like 2.5 weeks, we can see if any of the things we predict right now came like true or not? And then, you know, maybe we can put out there to our listeners, like, what do you predict is going to happen in the next 2 weeks? But I think let's see,
I think that Trump is going to pardon like so many people who have committed, like, you know, investment fraud and insider trading. He's just gonna pardon all of them in his last week.
I like that. Okay. I think Trump's gonna pardon his kids. I think
it's like a pre-pardon though, because
I think they're working on like the language of it or something. And I think that like the Flynn pardon, something about the language in there, I was listening to that podcast he told me about, all the president's lawyers, mm-hmm. and they were saying there was something in the language that kind of signaled to that, like, Flynn couldn't be charged for other crimes like moving forward. I don't know, but so yeah, he'd have to be like a free pardon.
There's federal pardons as well.
Again,
so maybe if there's like state cases against them, like, Trump just wants to make sure that nothing federal will.
Yeah, maybe. I think he's pardon the Tiger King.
Oh, well, that would make for something. Well, that would make for something entertaining, so it's possible. A lot of presidents pardon their more controversial ones closer to their exit.
Mm-hmm.
So Obama pardoned, you know, 1,700 nonviolent drug offenders in his last week. So
yeah, you know, so we'll probably be back for what the craziest shit that's going to happen prior to January 20th. But in these next 2 weeks, I think Trump's, it's going to be very close. By the time we come back, it's going to be very close to when Congress, you know
another round of stimulus.
Makes the official vote or certification or whatever the fuck, how it was like the proper terminology that Biden is, in fact, our president. and there's like dumb shit that they, you know. Anyway, it wouldn't work, but, you know, people could reveal them, their traitorish selves in a couple different fashions prior to that happening. So I think, today was the first day for early voting in Georgia.
That's right.
And they had a record in-person voting already today. So people going to be out there voting like no others.
Yes,
I don't know. I'm afraid that there might be some kind of like vigilante, like violent act happening over the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, I feel like the people who truly believe and truly do believe that this election was stolen for Trump or whatever, you know, the realities being like, you know, forced in their face over and over again. I think some of them are so delusional they're going to have like a breaking point and do some like act out in some way. So I'm hope that I'm wrong about that, but that's one thing I fear that may happen over the next few weeks, or at least prior to Inauguration Day. I also predict that there's gonna be a lot of people really showing their asses and saying some really silly, stupid stuff and coming up with some amazing conspiracy theories about JFK Jr. coming out and saving it all. So I don't know.
It's really up in the air.
There's definitely stuff that's going to terrify me, make me laugh, and just make me completely puzzled.
You know, if anything, we're in for a real whirlwind, everybody.
Yeah, but we'll be back to walk through it with you all after the new year. You know, enjoy the holidays, stay safe
everybody,
and thanks for supporting us as always. That was a great season two. Thank you to you, Sammy, and the highest version of yourself I've ever seen. I feel honored that you got this.
I don't know if the listeners will feel as honored.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. And I appreciate all of you. And you know, while we're on a break, maybe feel free to like, subscribe, leave a review. And as always, follow us at highly_political. And we'll be talking to you soon.
Bye, everybody.